Hello, Ashley.
Hello, Taryn Renee.
I have a fact for you.
You have a fact, or is it fiction?
It's from Cosmopolitan, so like...
Factual.
Did you know what M&M stands for, like for M&M's candy?
No.
Have you ever wondered that? Because no. I haven't. But then the second I saw that, I was like, duh,
what does it stand for?
Yeah. Huh. Let me tell you. They are named after the businessmen who created them, which is Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray.
Mars is
M&M.
Mars is a great last name.
Mars is great. Yeah.
I just M&M. Like Veronica Mars. M&M.
Isn't that crazy?
M&M. No one knew. Now we know.
Let's create something and hide our names.
What should we create? Do we go first name, A and T? Do we go last name?
That's like AT&T.
E and M.
Yeah. Well, Ashley, hopefully one day we'll get married.
Let's not bet on it, though. Let's stick with our
we're manifesting.
Our roots.
No.
But what if, okay. I mean, let's, you know, statistically, not all marriages last. I don't want to take on
this. Okay. We're talking about beautiful, happy candy. Now we're talking about dying alone.
I would go with my own name.
Roll right past this. And I say, let's start the episode.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And this is the podcast where you guys send in situations and we advise you on those situations. Unprofessionally. But sometimes we're pretty spot on.
You know, it's been a
while.
We're
pretty wise.
Since I've mentioned this. What am I going to say? I have a minor.
Oh my God.
In counseling.
Don't you mention it every episode?
No, I don't, Ashley.
I feel like you do.
I don't.
They know. The people know.
They need to know this because then it gives us some like street cred.
Oh my God. Well, Taryn, guys, just so you know, Taryn has a minor.
Yeah.
She has a minor in psychology.
Yeah.
So this is professional advice.
It is.
Boom, wham, bam, from her.
Mine's, you know what's funny?
Mine's just, you know, take it or leave it.
Take it
with a grain of salt.
Yeah. It's funny because like I really do see myself going back to get like my master's and to like eventually, I think when I'm, I always say when I'm an adult, but like I know that I technically am, but
oh,
like,
girl, you've been an adult.
Have I?
We're adults. We're not even like
young adults.
We're not even like young 30s. We're like in our 30s.
Yeah.
We're women.
We're women.
We're grown adults.
But like when, I wonder when, like what age I'm finally going to be like, children. You know what I mean?
I feel like that hit me around the age of 27.
Yeah, but you are an old
I remember specifically 27 and going out with some girlfriends and everyone was dancing. And I remember sitting on the sideline and being like, kids.
But you are like, you're Nick Miller. Like you're an old crotchety woman. In the body of someone who looks like they'd be.
I just yell at kids when they throw their balls over my fence and I'm just like, scram.
No, Ash gets annoyed by stuff so easily. And it's so funny because like you never know it on the outside. So you're like, oh, she thinks I'm so cool. She doesn't.
I'm so calm and composed.
She's judging
outwardly.
You so harshly.
But I have a lot of opinions on the inside.
Lots of opinions.
And only the people in my closest circle get to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're the only ones who fall victim to knowing how much we annoy her.
Because once you know my cynical side, then it's like, oh, dang.
You can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it.
It makes you question every interaction mm-hmm. you have.
Mm-hmm.
I have something I want to say to
Ooh.
Catch the people up
Ooh.
On. So last night, which we're like a couple episodes ahead, right? Mm-hmm. So this is like a couple weeks ago for you guys listening now. We went to a recording?
Podcast
show.
Live recording.
Podcast live for Pretty Basic, which is Alicia, Ashley's sister, my friend, ex-roomie, sniff sniff, and Remy, our good friend. It's their podcast. And so we went to just like support. And I was so incredibly like honored, overwhelmed, blessed by how many people came up to like talk to us after and like take a picture. Like at first, like... one girl came up to me and we had this like beautiful heart to heart conversation. And then the next thing I know, I look up and there's a straight up line formed of people wanting to talk to me. And I look over and Ash has like a straight up line of people talking to her. And it was just like the most like humbling thing, but also like, I don't know, like I feel like it really affected me and you in like multiple ways, but I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much to everyone who said something to us. And I think it was good for us to see faces of people and to hear you guys say like how much this podcast means to you, because Ash, we need to step it up.
I agree.
We're very aware. Like, not that we take advantage of this, because I think the podcast is one of your favorite things and my favorite things, like in our worlds. Mm-hmm. But I think like we could be doing so much more and like putting so much more effort in. And so we both walked away being like so proud of this podcast and so like just in love with like the UA fam. And I sat in silence in my car the whole way home, which is so weird for me. And I just kept like crying because I was just like so overwhelmed by like all the beautiful people I met. And so we just like wanted to say we love you guys so much, and it meant so much that you took the time to like come introduce yourselves to us. And yeah, I'm super emo about it.
It made us so happy. Yeah, I completely agree with Taryn. I think this podcast has, as you guys know, I do a lot of different social media things. I have different platforms on everything and they all require so much work. One of the most beautiful things about this podcast is I feel like I don't have to work. I can come and it's the most like seamless, natural.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Thing for me. And I think something that I'm going to go ahead and say probably like I subconsciously was like protecting was like, I don't want this to ever become overwhelming and I don't want this to ever become
like work. And like you're like, I have to go.
Coming every Monday is a breeze for me. And it's one of the things that I don't have to think about that hard. Like it's so easy. It's with Taryn, who I could sit and talk with like forever.
Same.
And like we just talk about like real life stuff and it's so easy. But I agree with Taryn. We do need to step it up. It's been time, and I also agree with Taryn. I said verbatim to Alicia, I was like, I think it was so good for me to see people. I met this girl named Cole yesterday, and I told her this verbatim. I was like, I think it was so good for me to see people again post-pandemic, because I think it's really easy for me to forget that each view is a person. And I think I get really wrapped up in analytics and numbers, and I'll get mad at myself if a video only reaches like 70,000 views or something like that, but I need to switch it and be like, that's 70,000 people, you know, like, and I need to stop thinking about it in a negative way and just, and remember the faces that I met last night. And when I see those numbers, like remember those faces. Yeah. And so I think it was a very pivotal moment for me.
Well, I feel like too, like, I feel like sometimes like you and I'm like a trickle down from this, but underestimate the fact that like in our circle are very successful people. So I think to everyone else, they're like 70K, holy balls, you know? I don't know why I said that.
Sure.
But like everyone else is like, what the heck? That's so much. But you like live with and are related to someone who gets like millions like on the daily.
Yeah.
But I think like, I think it's like we have to strip that aside and be like, no, like we have such a like a booming podcast because we've created this beautiful relationship with the people who listen to us.
Yeah.
And I think like it's learning how to like jump into that and realize like our podcast in its nature is about people and it's about how much we love people, and it's about us as humans having a desire to want to like put positive content into the world and like make people laugh and make people grow. That's like what we want to do. And so we just like love, I feel like this is like a good chapter for us of being like, I felt like I refell in love with like,
I agree.
I was so excited to come today.
I agree. Yeah. I was like, I woke up. I mean, one, I went to bed really late because we were out really late. But like by the time I woke up and I was drinking my coffee, I was like, it's Monday. We're going to go record. Yeah. And I was like getting in the zone and I was feeling really good about it. And I fully attribute it to meeting so many of you guys last night. And anyways.
But did it make you want to do a live recording?
Because
Yes.
So maybe that's something we can start working on. If you guys would like, if you guys would genuinely be honest with us, if you would come to a live recording of this podcast, please let us know, because maybe we'll start working on that. But
if you, our last if you one.
Won't, if you won't come, also please let us know because we don't want to plan this and have another Comic-Con 2019 happen again. Was that 2019?
I will never be mad at that, because I think that was the most humbling experience of my entire life.
If I thought I was hot shit, that brought me down so fast. It was like, honey.
Not only were there four people, but we went up to the four people that were in the room.
Yeah.
And
we were like, I was talking directly to them.
Directly to them. But two of the women that were in there, I went up and I was like, oh my God, like, thanks for coming. And like, I'm so glad you liked the pod. And they were like, oh, like, we just came to see like what was in this room. And I was like, so you're not.
So you don't subscribe. So I was like,
and then there's like someone from the management team. So there really was like two people there for us. But you know what? I would not change it for the world.
Me neither, because you know what? It's all up from there.
But also,
you can't get down.
We did so. I feel like a lot of people would have gone into that and been very uncomfortable and shaken by that, and then would have been like kind of like stumbling.
We freaking stepped up.
We thrived. So imagine if we had a whole room of people to like feed off of.
Yeah. Assuming that they laugh at our jokes.
And assuming that we have a full room.
There's a lot. There's a lot of assuming.
A lot of ifs
happening.
I have a big family. I know a lot of people. I'll just fill it with everyone I know. No one will know the difference. Yeah.
All of Taryn's family members take up half of the room,
and then church.
My three family members come for support.
I'm dead.
So good. I'm going to go ahead and start us off with a Tearing It Up.
Love it.
As you guys know, Tearing It Ups are the part of the podcast where you guys send in funny stories. Ooh, the carbonation got me.
Are you okay? Take a second. Do you need me to go? No,
we're fine. We're going to keep going. Okay. It was just a lot of
breaths.
A lot of ones.
Wait, have you seen that TikTok of that guy that drinks the whole can of like bubble water without? He was like, I'm not going to burp or something. And then he like runs into the garage door.
He burps so hard.
Should we start sharing our favorite TikToks just on UA stories? Because I feel like we should.
I do it on my Instagram all the time.
Oh,
but
too.
I never thought to put it on UA.
We should. I feel like people who think we're funny appreciate our humor.
You get our humor.
Yeah.
That's a really important thing.
Yeah.
In a lot of relationships.
You know, learn that the hard way.
If you can't laugh at me, we shouldn't be together.
Yeah. My ex.
Friend. Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
He like wouldn't laugh at me.
Mm-mm. You're one of the funniest people I know.
Honestly, thank you so much. I'm realizing how much, like, I remember when Mark sent us our first like description of our thing and it said comedians Ashley and Taryn. I've never felt like I achieved a milestone in my life. So much. Like, so much. And I feel like I'm realizing now how much I value like being able to make people laugh.
Yeah.
But I remember like we would be somewhere and I would tell a story and he would just sit there like listening to me, but all his friends would be like dying.
Yeah.
And that really affected me. Like we would leave and I'd be like, you don't think I'm funny. Like you don't laugh at me, but like all your friends think I'm hilarious.
Everyone else is laughing.
Yeah. It was so weird. Like I was just like genuinely confused by that.
Well,
which
I'm
is why
genuinely
I never
confused
could've
worked. By him. Yeah.
Because if you think I'm funny on the outside, wait till you get me alone. My home life, Ash knows. So it's not going to work.
It's not going to work out.
I need laughter to live. Tinkerbell.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, getting back to the Tearing It Up. Again, this is when you guys send in funny stories. Please send them.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this moment to tell you, stop what you're doing right now. If you have a funny, embarrassing story, take this time to DM us or email us said funny story, because the world needs more laughter these days.
And can I say, like, I could see this feeling daunting writing something in, because especially like some of the stuff we read is like, I swear, like professional writers, whatever the technical term for that is. But it can be like type it as if you're talking to a friend, like, oh my God, this guy said this and I said this and it was so embarrassing. Like even that is fine. So don't feel overwhelmed. Just like send in
your
stories.
Don't think about like our October series. Those stories are always so well written.
So different.
It doesn't have to be like that.
So different.
Also, side note, I was talking to my boyfriend last night and we were talking about
Ash, we get it.
Oh my God.
You gotta flex the B word at me.
We were talking about doing a UA podcast live and he suggested for the October series.
Oh, snap, crackle, pop.
And I looked at him and I was like, that's brilliant.
Let's do it.
Because it's one, our best series that we have on the pod. Everyone knows we love October series.
Yes.
It's mine and Darren's favorite.
Yes.
And then how fun would it be if we just dress up every single, all the costumes
Like
what if we did it for live recordings?
Like a mini tour. Like we literally
like
do
four.
Should we do?
Just for the month of October.
What if a murderer shows up? Oh, shoot. Because that would be perfect. I'm putting ideas in their heads. Oh my God, should we take this off?
If you are a murderer and you're hearing this, do not
kill
come
me
to
another
the
day. Another day. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyways, I just wanted to share that and put that out there because
yeah, it's brilliant.
That would be so fun if that happened. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Let's get to this. Tearing It Up story. She writes, hi, Taryn and Ash. Love you both so much. Thank you for being authentic, hilarious.
Yep.
And great advice givers. You two
suck on that ex-boyfriend. I'm hilarious.
I wonder if he listens to it. No, he doesn't.
Should I just casually send it to him? No, please don't.
I'm going to do it.
I have to be cool and calm and collected. I've moved on to it with no one.
I'm going to do it. You two are inspiring so many people in this world and leaving such a positive mark on humanity, and we all need that right now.
Thank you. Keep on being you,
she puts in all caps.
I will.
We are better off because of you, and we truly appreciate you both.
Wow.
Thought you would enjoy the embarrassing moment I had on the day I went to the beach, so here we go. I shall remain anonymous for obvious reasons once you read this. I like how she wrote that.
Yeah.
I got new rollerblades for my birthday and needed to try them out. The wheels had not been worn in yet, so they were very slick and very slippery. I knew they would get easier to use, so I decided to take my maiden voyage on my new skates at the beach one morning. I was doing great for a while, but eventually got a little cocky and fell right on my butt. A guy came up and asked if he could help me up. I said yes. So, picture this, ... I'm on the ground. My legs are slightly bent with my knees facing up to the sky so that my rollerblades are in the ready position on the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm there.
So that as soon as he pops me up, I can start skating right away. Seems easy enough. So he grabs my wrists and all he has to do is pull me upward. Right?
Okay.
Like not, you know.
Yeah, because she's on wheels.
Yeah. But instead, probably due to the fact that my body weight plus the weight of the skates was a bit more than he expected, he pulls, and instead of pulling me upward, he pulls me towards him.
Okay.
Because my skates are so slippery, as he's pulling, I just keep scooting along the boardwalk on my butt toward him, while my skates are causing my legs to open up farther and farther and farther. And within a few nanoseconds, my vajayjay slams straight into his leg.
Oh, my God.
He says, she puts in quotes, oh.
oh, golly.
He says, oh. The oh got me when I read it. That's all he said. She says, fortunately, two other guys saw the whole thing and come over and help me up from behind.
So three.
And lift me by my armpits. So if we're doing math here, three men had to help her off the floor.
Me. Remember how I couldn't even get up off the floor yesterday?
But like, imagine,
in regular like shoes.
But it's already embarrassing that you fell in a public space.
Yeah.
And on skates, it's usually a flailing fall, you know? It's not like a smooth fall.
Yeah.
But the fact that she had to get three men to help her get up is just so funny. So funny to me. She says, the two other guys come from behind and lift me up by my armpits and I quickly skate away. As I contemplate what the heck just happened, then I hear the two guys who came to my rescue at the end say, be safe.
You got this, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie. I still laugh at it when I think about it. It all happened so quickly. I'm sure the first guy was just as embarrassed as I was, but I made sure not to make eye contact so we would never recognize each other, which is probably a good call.
I mean, I get it.
I've done that for sure.
But again, what if that was your meet cute?
What if that was your meet cute?
You guys.
Always.
We got to lean into the embarrassing situation.
It's fine. We've all been there. It's fine. Mm-hmm. She writes, feel free to share this or just enjoy it for yourselves. Love you both from Anonymous.
I love that. That's rough.
I I think it goes without saying. I feel like you guys know me well enough. I'm not athletic. I'm not okay. very savvy when it comes to like things like rollerblading. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a like I'm active.
Yeah,
I'm an active person, but when it comes to like coordination with stuff like
yeah.
I don't have it.
I think you're athletic, but I would say
very
the
specific
coordination.
Things.
Yeah.
The coordination that comes with skating is very similar, I would say, to the coordination that comes with dancing. And I don't have it. It's just not in my bones.
But is it not in your bones or is it not in your
It's not
comfort
in my
level?
Head. It's not in my comfort level. And therefore, I think I like to say it's not in my bones.
Yeah. It'd be interesting if you like really just ever like let loose.
But what's fun is like I like going roller skating to like a roller skating rink. But I don't, yeah. It's different. I don't shoot my shot, really.
I know you.
I just like to just go in circles. Yeah.
I
it's
feel
a safe
that.
Place.
Yeah. I just go in circles in life. Cool. Well, thank you for that. Tearing it up, Anonymous. I don't see why you got to remain anonymous.
I don't think you needed to remain anonymous either
because
you didn't make eye contact with him.
Those guys are not listening to our podcast.
He doesn't even
too.
Know your name. So could have been anyone. Should I get us rollerblades for Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
Or for your birthday?
Sure.
It's coming sooner. We could do some rollerblading on the beach together.
Yeah.
And then send in our own tearing it up.
But we're at
there
that
for
age,
sure will be.
Ash, I feel like we need knee pads and elbow pads.
Yeah, you know, I feel like something.
A little butt cushion.
You know, you enter your 30s and all of a sudden falling becomes a big deal.
No, it's so. I literally.
If you don't bounce back as quick anymore.
I remember I used to fall and just like roll and get up. Now I'm like, I have to, like the two hands on the knees. Like, you know,
well,
I need
last
help.
The last time I witnessed Taryn fall, she hurt her knee and it's been in a weird thing ever since.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that was the last time I saw you fall.
I straight up injured myself when I fell out of your car.
She
that
fell
was
out
the
of my
weirdest.
Car. And but it was a very slow, like slow.
That was terrifying.
It was a very slow
No, it
fall.
Felt like I fell for 5 minutes.
But it was like the slowest, like it looked like you knelt down. Yeah. Like that, from my perspective, it was like she just knelt down and she hurt herself.
No, I still
and
every
that's what
once
it's like
in a while,
to be 30.
We'll wake up that injury and I'm like,
for those
that
of you that aren't
car.
30, you can look forward
You'll get
to
it. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Should I go into mine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's about that time.
This one is very interesting for, it's like a situation and then a side situation.
Ooh,
so both are very interesting. Okay. It is titled Accused and Very Confused.
Oh my God.
We love
That's clever. That's clever.
Mm-hmm. I would like to stay anonymous. Hello, lovely ladies. I'm sorry I couldn't choose a name to go first because I love you both. It's fine.
No, pick a side.
Okay.
Pick
moving
side.
You guys are all getting to know. Ashley looks like this just soft little bunny on the outside. She's
I
not.
I am a soft little bunny.
She's not.
Someone make an edit Her of a insides. Soft little bunny with my face on it.
Why don't you,
For
why,
Easter.
Nobody makes edits of our faces on things anymore.
Well, I used to tell them to.
Oh.
Because you
like
would always say something
face.
Funny and then I would say make an edit of it.
Okay. What were you talking about? Oh, I was
your
reading.
Story.
I absolutely adore your podcast and have been listening since the very first episode and have to say, wow, this is a sign. October series is my absolute favorite.
Same.
We need to give the people what they want.
You know what? Send us to your friends, get us more listeners, and maybe we'll make a second podcast just for October series.
Don't play with me, Ash.
No.
Don't
I'm not
play
playing.
With me,
I'm
Ash.
I'm not playing. If they get us more listeners, then we can make this your full-time job.
Don't
and then we can have two podcasts.
Me.
Two.
Shoo. I'm... Anyways. I'm going to move on.
Okay. It turns into Taryn's podcast, and it's just spooky stories.
Just me in my basement. I don't have a basement, but like,
you know. We can get you a basement.
I don't want one. No, I'm good. Okay. As you can tell from the title, I'm extremely confused and would love some sisterly advice from my big sisters. My fiance and I have been together for 4 years and have always been extremely happy with one another. I love him dearly and can't wait to marry him, but recently some drama has come up. His best friend, who I'm not close with at all, came to him with some concerns and accused me of cheating on him because my best friend is a guy. That's a very interesting, because I would say, I think that's a red flag to watch for when your friends don't like the guy you're dating. But I feel like there are scenarios where they're just like, they're the toxic one. Like, it's like an opposite. It's like, no, this isn't a red flag. Like, you're just, you suck. Yeah. So it's like hard to know, you know? He said guys and girls just can't be best friends, and that he knew this guy had feelings for me and I must have been cheating. He told my fiance he's way too trusting with me and he should look into it. I have never once hung out with this guy alone without asking for my fiance's permission beforehand, and I have told my fiance everything from day one. Him and my fiance are good friends as well, and we all hung out together quite a bit. I, of course, told him I have never cheated on him and was quite angry at the accusation and him questioning my motives, values, and relationships. I've always told my fiance if he ever became uncomfortable with me hanging out with someone or talking to another guy friend, I would stop immediately because he's my number one priority. I told him I don't care if he has friends that are girls as long as he's always open and honest with me and I trust him. I know all the girls he's friends with, and only one of those girls I don't trust, and I'm a huge communicator and have voiced that many times. He seems to know I don't trust her but continues to talk to her. But I trust him and haven't actually asked him to stop talking to her. Now that we've gotten through the accusation section, now comes the confusing part. My fiance's reaction to this was, if you ever did cheat on me, I wouldn't want to know about it, unless it was to leave me. If it was just a one-time accidental thing, there's no point in telling me. I just wouldn't want to know. I obviously was very confused because who the heck wouldn't want to know if their partner cheated on them? I asked him what he meant because I 100% would want to know if he ever cheated on me. I told him I would never be able to trust him if I found out he cheated on me and never told me. I feel like anyone would, right? This is what I need advice on. Why do you think my fiance wouldn't want to know? I've asked him and he's only given short, confusing answers that I don't agree with or feel the same way about, which I've openly told him. Is this something I should be concerned about? I truly believe he would never cheat on me, but I feel like this is a bit of a concern I should bring up. I feel as though he doesn't care enough about me to want to know, which I know is not the case, but I still tend to feel a tad bit like that because why else wouldn't you want to know? Should I actually ask him to stop talking to the girl I don't trust, or is that hypocritical of me? I want him to know I trust him and will always choose him, but don't want to start an argument if I'm just overreacting. I tend to be very emotional and I'm a big overthinker, so I just need an outside perspective on this. If you took time to read this, I just want to say I really appreciate and love you girls, so keep up the amazing work.
Love, Anonymous. Wow. That's not what I was expecting to talk about. That is very interesting.
That's what I'm saying. It's like so many levels. So many levels.
Yeah. I don't know your fiance. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad that you guys are talking about this now. Mm-hmm. Before you're married.
Yeah.
There's so much to like dissect here. I personally, fucking knock on wood, let me just throw that out there. I've never been cheated on. I have been in close situations where I've been involved where there was a cheater, and I have seen friends get cheated on.
Yeah.
And, you know, none of that is fun, but I have never met anyone who got cheated on that wish they didn't know. And I don't know that that's right or that's wrong. I don't know that there is a right and or wrong. And I believe that your boyfriend, or I'm sorry, fiance, must feel that for a reason. And maybe he's experienced something in the past. But I personally have never come across someone who has said, I wish I didn't know. So it is a little like...
odd.
I would say odd is a good word. It's a little different. I don't want to say wrong because I don't see why that would be wrong. It's very uncommon. So I would love if he could elaborate on why, unless maybe he just hates the idea of the conflict and would rather just not deal with it, which I would say, coming from a 9 who hates conflict and doesn't want to deal with most of it, would be like the lazy way, easy way out, is to just pretend it's not there.
I think, okay, so like, multiple levels. First of all, I don't think it's a secret. Like, we've talked about this on the podcast so many times. I definitely lean more on I feel like past a certain age and when you're entering the chapter of like wanting to get married and stuff, I think that does significantly affect your ability to have actually like healthy relationships with the opposite sex. However, I think that the way you described it of being like, oh, I was like very conscious of like, if we were hanging out one-on-one, I communicated, let him know like, hey, if you're uncomfortable, let me know. Like, I feel like it sounds like you handled it in a very respectful way. Mm-hmm. So I think that is annoying that guy said that, his friend, which like, that's interesting to me of like why he felt the need to like accuse you of stuff with like absolutely no proof. Like, that's very interesting.
Because the guy best friend accused.
No, her fiance's friend.
Got
accused
it.
Her of cheating. Got because it. She had a close guy friend.
Got it.
So that's just interesting in general. But I am an overprotective friend, so I could see that of being like, hey, like, I feel the need to like stick up for my friend.
Also, I wonder how much of it was an accusation versus like, hey, it's weird that she has a guy best friend.
Yeah, because of like his own personal feelings or whatever. Yeah.
Which I would say that I differ with Taryn a little bit. I do think guys and girls can be best friends. I just think a very specific type of guy and girl can do that well. And I think it takes a very mature, very specific type of person. And I think that kind of best friendship doesn't look the same as like same gender best friendship.
Yeah, I just think like
there's a lot of things like Taryn and I can do that I could not do with a male best friend when I'm in a relationship with someone.
I just think like, I don't think they can't be friends. I think best friend, like the person you're going to for like your support and to like share your deepest things. It's just like, I think
it just looks different.
Opening up doors for stuff. And I also think like friendships just change. Like my guy best friend before I got in a relationship with, I would go over to his house and we would lay on his bed and watch movies and like do stuff. Now, when I had a relationship, like I was very aware that like
do stuff. She means hang out.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah. Dear God.
Just wanted to clarify.
Thank you, Ash.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ash. But I was very aware that stuff had to change. But also, like, I had to think about how I would want the opposite end. If I knew my boyfriend was going over to this girl's house all the time and, like, complaining to her about our relationship, like, I think I would be a little bit weirded out. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I try to live my life of, like, treating others how I would want to be treated. So, like, that's where kind of, like, and, like, how many cheating stories do we hear that it's like, oh, it was a friend from work and it was very innocent and then one night. Like, it's always just a tiny thing that happens and then it spirals.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's more like I don't want to ever get in a situation, so I'm going to take the steps beforehand. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, to me, that's where that viewpoint comes from.
Yeah. Again, I feel like it can't look the same when you're in a relationship with someone, because I can go and cry about something that my boyfriend said to me on Taryn's shoulder and like she can comfort me and we can talk about it. If I do that with my guy best friend,
he's picturing
that's gonna
you naked.
Hurt, that's going to hurt my, but that's also going to hurt my partner.
Yeah.
You know? So like, it doesn't look, it just, you can't, it can't be be the same way.
Yeah, it's so, yeah.
If
totally.
You had a guy best friend, then that would be something you have to like talk about, talk with him on the phone. Like, it's just, there's lines and boundaries that have to be put in place. Not because of your best friend, but out of respect for your partner.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, yeah. So I can see his friend being protective. I do think I can see why you're offended by that, especially if your intentions are pure and you've clearly done all the right steps. Mm-hmm. But I would look at it more as like, okay, like as a friend, if you were worried about one of your friends, like you would do the same thing, mm-hmm. you know? Now, I don't like the fact that you've expressed multiple times that a girl makes you uncomfortable and he... Even though you've taken all these precautions to like make sure he's comfortable, it does not seem equal. Mm-mm. And I think you need to go back to those conversations because sometimes I don't think that we are as clear of communicators as we think we are.
Yeah.
There's been times where I think I've fully hinted to Ashley that she hurt my feelings and I've been sad for a month. When I actually talk to her, she's like, I had zero idea anything was wrong. And most of that is on me because I needed to communicate that better, right?
Mm, yeah.
So
hinting
doesn't work for everyone.
When it's a serious thing, especially.
Yeah.
I get the point of hinting. You want to give them like a chance to kind of like catch on.
And you're like, I shouldn't have to always like
tell
you. You
don't want to make everything a big deal.
Like you should know.
But if it's something serious to you and it's affecting you,
yeah,
you need to not hint and you need to be very upfront because... Fully. Some of us need
some of us
signs like big written
very
on
literal
the board sign that says hi, you're hurting me.
Yes.
Like that's what some of us need. And I think I very much agree with Taryn. I think if it's especially since you guys have been dating for so long and you're going to get married, mm-hmm. I think when it comes to stuff like this, and I'm not trying to be biased here, I think you handled your concerns with the girl very well. I think you talked about it to him. You made it very clear that you felt uncomfortable by her, that she felt like a threat to your relationship. Voicing all of those things to him and putting that in his head is good so that when something crosses the line or it's the final straw for you or she does something that is just you're done and over it, he's heard you complain about it enough to be like, okay, that's valid.
And
he can't just come around and accuse you of cheating and not have given you like some kind of...
He didn't accuse the friend.
Right. But he's bringing it to her without even like giving her a chance to. And this is her best friend.
Yeah.
Like it is a little different because this girl is like, who's this girl?
Yeah.
She's nobody.
And that would be my conversation with him. I would be like, hey. And I am a very blunt communicator. I acknowledge that. Like, I acknowledge, like, sometimes I'm like, Ash, just tell them this. And she's like, I could never. You know what
I
mean?
But that's why we get along so well. Like, I need
that. But if this was me, I would sit down and I would say, hey, I need you to help me understand because on my side, what I'm seeing is that your fiance, a person who should mean a lot to you, I've communicated I'm not comfortable with this person, but you're still pursuing a friendship. And so I need you to make me understand what is so important about this friendship that my feelings are being what I feel pushed aside.
Yeah.
Like I need to understand like what kind of connection do you have? Like maybe that would help me.
Yeah.
But also within that, you're communicating to him like, hey, bro, like I've told you I'm not comfortable and you're not listening to my feelings.
Yeah.
So I would definitely approach that. Now we move on to him not care wanting to know. I will say I do think that's odd. I think that there's certain things like your past history. Like I tend to be the person that I'm like, I don't really care as much about your past. I care about like who you are now. Mm-hmm. And I just need to know, is there anybody in our immediate circle that you had a thing with? Because then I would feel stupid if that like came up and I was unaware.
Yeah.
But like knowing you've been cheated on or you're being cheated on and not wanting to know is interesting. I do think guys and girls are a little bit different. Like I had my ex, we had a conversation one time where he was like, I would be more upset if you stayed on the phone and talked to a guy all night versus if you just like made out with a stranger somewhere. because he saw much
the
more
intimacy
of like, oh, a physical thing is like just in the moment, whatever. But like, oh, there was that emotional connection. I've also heard guys say the opposite. So I could see something like that. Like he's just thinking different. And maybe I'm just like a little bit critical.
Yeah.
But my thought goes to, and I want to be careful I say this because I don't want to like push this on or like cause you to like doubt a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But part of me is like, okay, is he saying that because he wants to keep his own stuff hidden? Mm. And I know that's a very cynical way to think about it, but it does like make me kind of wonder. Like,
it's not out of nowhere though.
That
would be a very viable question.
On top of like him not caring about like how like pursuing friendships when you've told, like, I think there is stuff like I don't think you're wrong for wanting to sit down with him and being like, hey, we're going to get married. Like, this is not like something I take lightly. And I do have some uncomfortable feelings and I would love to just sit and like, let's just have a rap session, like get it all out on the table and go from there. But
I wouldn't be shocked at all if his parents had some kind of situation where dad cheated on mom.
Yeah.
Mom knew about it. It wrecked her, but she never did anything about it. I wouldn't be shocked if he had been cheated on in the past and he knew and it wrecked him and he didn't do anything about it. I feel like there's probably something in his past that has made him feel like he'd rather not know. And he'd prefer to be naively in love than to see the worst in the person.
But I get why she took that as,
I would
like,
talk to him about
you don't
that.
Care. Yeah. Like, so if I'm cheating on you, you don't care? Like, hello?
No, it's a huge red flag, in my opinion, and I would want to talk to him about it. I would go into that conversation, and I would kind of dig a little bit and see if he has something that has happened to him in his past, because that would make sense to me. If he doesn't, then what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
That's
and I think it's
weird.
Okay then to be like, okay, I want you to explain to me like what you mean by that.
Yeah.
And then to counter it with being like, because I'm going to be really honest.
Yeah.
When I hear you say that,
that's
I think,
kind of weird.
Hmm. So are you not wanting to know about me because you don't want me to ask about you? Or like, are you not wanting to know because you just are that like, I already got her. I know she'll come back. Like what? Like.
Explain
my
it
mind
to me.
Is going crazy.
Yeah.
I need you to explain in detail because right now, this coupled with this girl, coupled with like, I'm a little bit lost.
For
like,
me, the only thing that would make sense is some kind of previous history with it. That I can draw a line to and I can say that makes sense. We can work through that. If this is out of nowhere, it's fishy, and unfortunately, and I would just need him to very much explain where that's coming from.
Ugh, I hope I never get cheated on. Not me knocking on the table. I feel like I'll end up in jail. I'm going to
like
be
I'll kill
really
him.
Honest. I don't see that going well.
I don't see that going well either.
That or if someone does something to my kids, I will end up in jail. Will end up in jail. Or you die. I don't think I'll end up in jail, but I'll probably get a restraining order.
Yeah. Kids? It's another
kids
level.
I will end up.
That's another level.
In jail. Anyways, so, okay. All this to say, I think all I'm seeing when I read this is your gut is firing off tons of signals. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you should ignore that. But I think you should go into it in an open setting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if like people stop doing this, but I'm such a fan of premarital counseling.
Oh, absolutely.
So I would definitely look into that too, because I think that like, we need to like have these conversations and work through this stuff before we enter, because then I think that's why so many people tie like, oh, the first year of marriage is so hard because all these things are coming up.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think people are very naive to the idea of marriage and love. And
yes.
Maybe this is my nine side that's very like detached from emotions in a lot of ways. It's very much a business deal in my head. And if you want the business to succeed, you have to work out all the kinks before going into
before
business
launching.
With them. You need to meet with them. You need to discuss like who's going to be in charge of what, who, what's the pay cut? Like, let's look at that now. Like, you need to come to an agreement on all of these things before entering into a partnership with someone business wise, you know, or marriage-wise. Yeah. And I think it's not dumb to think of it that way, because when you think about it logically, it's like, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah. Fully. I agree.
That being said,
but anonymous,
good luck with that.
You got this. I would just talk about it. Make sure you're like going over all these feelings and thoughts too with like people close in your life so they can ask you important directed questions, like mm-hmm. people who know him, who know you, and go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got this, girl.
You got this, baby girl. All right, we are going to bust through my story super fast. This is a short one, so that's kind of perfect. This one is titled, How Do I Break Up with My Mother?
Oh, geez.
Let's dive on into it. Hey, Ashley and Taryn, I'd like to stay anonymous, but you can know my name.
Got it.
I'm in a bit of a bind and at a complete loss in regards to how to handle this situation that I'm in. I'm not one to ever ask for help or advice. Hi, I'm an only child, so that is definitely a strong toxic trait of mine. However, I'd like for you both to be as blunt as possible, although I'm sure this is something that may feel unimaginable to most people. Let me start off by setting the stage. As I briefly mentioned, I am an only child. I'm 27, a business owner of two, engaged, and most importantly, I'm an Enneagram 6. For those of you that don't know.
I love that. That's most important.
For those of you that don't know, Taryn and I are obsessed with the personality quiz. It's called the Enneagram. You can learn so much about the people in your life. Mm-hmm. The 6 is the loyalist. They tend to be very negative when it comes to how they think, but they are amazing people when it comes to emergencies. They've thought about every worst case scenario, and they will die for you if you're in their circle. She writes, I do not have a relationship with my biological father. He's never been involved. However, my mother has been married 3 times throughout my childhood, one of which was my abuser for several years.
Oh, shoot.
I will spare the details, but I feel it's important to mention it as it is a key factor at play in regards to the relationship I have with my mom, which, spoiler, is not great. Mm. She has since gotten remarried to another man. It took many years and a lot of introspective work in order for me to release my resentment towards my mom, but I did, and I let it go, or so I thought. Late last year, my mom confided in me in regards to a current affair that she's currently having. Inappropriate? Yeah, I completely agree. She informed me she was planning on leaving her current husband for this man. And truthfully, I'm disgusted with the repetitive behavior. I've since withdrawn myself from her and was honest with her about how her behavior has impacted me. However, I don't think I've ever been clear enough on my boundaries with her moving forward, as she has asked me to make lunch plans and to take a trip with her this year. So my question for you both is, how do I break up with my mom? I'm stepping into a marriage with the best and only man who has ever made me feel safe. I want to protect this relationship. I need to protect my mental health and future self from her continued disruptive and destructive behavior so I can be present in both my personal and professional worlds. Any sisterly advice would be helpful. Thank you so much. P.S. Here's a photo of my fiance and I.
Oh, yes. Love a photo. Oh, my gosh. So beautiful.
First of all, you're stunning.
Beautiful couple.
You're stunning. Your kids will be gorgeous.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing a photo. Taryn and I we just love photos. We love adding like a face.
Yeah.
It changes everything. This is wild.
This is
sticky.
This is, family stuff is so hard. Mm-hmm. I have like two things. Two things is like family stuff, I feel like, in a lot of ways, there are situations we can overlook stuff that we wouldn't usually in mm-hmm. real life. Meaning, mm-hmm. if I have, you know, like a crazy uncle who like always says stuff that hurts my feelings, because any other man that would just say stuff, I would easily be like,
bye,
you know?
But when they're blood.
But if it's in my family, a certain part of me and most people will just be like, ugh, it's my crazy uncle. And when he says stuff, I personally just form a wall to where I don't let it penetrate, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I still get annoyed. I still like complain about him, but yeah. I'm like,
whatever.
Family.
Everyone
family.
Has a crazy yes. uncle, crazy aunt.
So I think that there are certain things that we put up with that we shouldn't have to. Mm-hmm. But I also think there are lines that when they are crossed, it does come to a point to where she's at, where she's like, for me to continue to grow and to be healthy, I can't have you in my life. But the hard part about family is, like, she always is going to be your mom. So, mm-hmm. like, where do you find...
I was going to say, that's what's different, is it's not a crazy uncle that you don't necessarily live yeah. with or who isn't involved in your immediate life.
Yeah.
It's your parent.
Fully.
And your parent has a different position
in
your life. My
first question, and I don't know if I just, like, missed this part, mm-hmm. like, have they had a conversation where she's communicated, like, hey, I need space?
I think she's... Again, with the hinting thing, I think she's hinted. I don't think she's set from what she's written us, which is all we know. Again, she hasn't. I don't think she's had a full on like let's DTR what this looks like and draw some boundaries together. I don't think that's happened.
Yeah.
Which I will say, I know someone who's very close with me who was in a very similar situation. Dad wasn't around and his mom got remarried 7 times.
Oof.
7.
Yeah.
And it wrecked him. And he was the firstborn. So, like, he was there for every mm-hmm. new mm-hmm. dad, in quotes. And none of the guys were good. Like, all honestly trash. And it affected him deeply to the point where he had to step away from his mom and not talk to her for the longest time to take care of himself.
Yeah.
Like, that's already going to affect you. To continue to watch this toxic, repetitive behavior is slowly going to chip away at you.
Well, she let an abuser into her life.
Yeah.
Like, all of this is like one topic, but not only did the person who's supposed to protect you bring someone into your life, and yeah, I know sometimes, like, there are master manipulators out there that, like, people are not aware of stuff.
Fool me once.
And who knows how she dealt with it. Like, if she was like, the second she found out it happened, it was done.
Yeah.
But still, some sense of you, I'm sure, holds your mom accountable to that. So now you have trauma tied to it. You have probably PTSD in there that, like, when stuff gets triggered, it's hard not to connect that to your mom and, like, the role she played mm-hmm. or didn't play, like, by protecting you.
Yeah.
So, like, this is so much deeper than just, like, family drama. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the point I was trying to make before. But I think, like, and it's hard because I don't know so much. Like, there's so many things I want to know. Mm-hmm. But I think that you have to, you can't expect your mom to, like, stop asking you to, like, go places and things if she's not aware that, like, you're needing and requiring and seeking space. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, you have to have that conversation. But how you have it depends on what your mom's, like, emotional capability is. Like, if she is a person who you can have good conversations with, then I would just go to her and be like, hey, I'm processing through a lot mm-hmm. and I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I have a lot of anger towards you from stuff in my life. And I, in order to enter this chapter in my life, like, I need some space. Mm-hmm. And then you guys got to, like, work through what that looks like after. If she's, like, an overly dramatic, doesn't take those conversations well, then maybe I would just, like, lead off with a different, like, approach to it. But mm-hmm. it all depends on, like, we talk about all the time, when you have a conversation with someone, sometimes coming at them in a different way to have a productive conversation is okay.
Yeah.
Versus, like, you wanting to just spill, like, the way you normally would.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and just take a guess that your mom isn't the healthiest.
Yeah.
And probably needs a little bit of help. And I think you have every right to step away and focus on yourself.
I do too.
I think giving her a heads up and just kind of letting her know a little bit about your decision is admirable of you. Yeah. And I think it is the perfect way to, like, maybe take that lunch with her, just the two of you, and be like, hey, like, I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't agree with how you've been living your life. I don't agree with the affair. I don't agree with you, you know, running off with another guy, because this is number 4. And, you know,
And tell her how it's affected you.
Yeah. And I need you to stop for a second and see how this is, how your toxic behavior has affected your daughter now. And then just let her know, like, I'm entering into a marriage. I actually found a man who is, like, amazing and sweet and safe, and I am protecting this relationship with him at all costs. And I'm going to be very honest with you. You're very detrimental to this new relationship that I'm about to enter into.
Yeah.
I don't want you coming near it. And it's not that I don't love you. I love you. You're my mom. I'm here for you always, but I need space. And I don't think that is wrong.
No.
I think that's actually very, I think letting her know how serious this is in that respectful manner is the most, is the best thing you can do. And then I would just separate for a bit. Give yourself space.
And the thing is, just she's always your mom. So like maybe in a couple years you can revisit and see like what a relationship looks like. So,
and then maybe even tell her, like, if she can get in a better place, a healthier place, you'd love to maybe go to some therapy sessions with her and like really dig in. But like right now you need to focus on you and your future husband and your future life together.
No, I totally agree.
Oof. Fuck.
Yeah, we got, I mean, at certain times, there's times you sacrifice for other people. There's times you step up and you're the one who demands the sacrifice for other people. So I think you've really got to like talk to people. Again, it's like, I feel like stupid because I always end with that. Like, talk to people in your life.
Yeah.
But it's so important for people who know you and love you and personally can see and know the different dynamics in your life for them to comment on what they see and what they think.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I think a conversation needs to be had. So that way, like, you say what you have to say. And if she doesn't respect your boundary, then that's when you can enter
then
into,
you can
like,
walk away freely and know that you...
I'm ignoring your calls, I'm whatever. But I feel like in order for that to get to that place where you have to be extreme, you have to at least communicate, like, hey, I need space.
100%.
You know?
The message to be taken away from these stories today is it's okay to talk bluntly and be very upfront and honest about your feelings, because I think it's going to save you a lot of drama in the long run. Again, people like me, when it's serious, sometimes it's way more important to just come straight out and say it and stop hinting.
Yeah.
So especially with this mom situation, she's had time and time again to handle the situation and she hasn't been able to. So let's not.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Anonymous, thank you so much for writing in. I'm so happy for you and your fiance and that you found
you guys are so cute.
A safe person who can help take care of you. And I'm so excited for your relationship together. I'm stoked on you drawing boundaries with your mom. Mm-hmm. I think you're about to step into a very healthy future.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're taking care of yourself and I'm just so proud of you.
Yes.
So thanks for writing in.
Well, everybody, since we're wrapping up, I'm going to do a dad joke. What do you know?
We always do.
As we proceed. Okay, ready?
Yes.
A man tried to sell me a coffin today. I told him, that's the last thing I need.
Get it?
No. You don't get it?
No. No, of course I get it. Jeez, guys, if you made it to the dad joke, you already know we love you the mostest. Thank
don't
you so much. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast and for keeping us alive. Again, friendly reminder, share this podcast with your friends and let's get us famous. And then maybe we'll have a second podcast if we get famous enough.
You can't throw that in my head and expect me not to marinate.
It's on them.
Oh, okay.
Got it. Oh, no work for us. Cool. Yeah. All right, guys. We love you so much, and we will talk to you in the next episode.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.